cattle future softened on Wednesday. New research says the production claims that matter to beef consumers varies generationally. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 22nd of September. Cattle futures weakened Wednesday with likely spillover pessimism from lower outside markets, the lack of cash direction, and perhaps some defensiveness in the face of Friday's cattle on feed report. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 74 cents lower, except for 57 cents higher in the back contract. Live cattle futures closed an average of 25 cents lower, except for 17 cents higher in the back contract. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade ranged from limited on light demand to a standstill through Wednesday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. There were a few trades at $145 a hundredweight in Nebraska and the Western Corn Belt, but too few to trend. Live prices last week were $142 in the Southern Plains, $143 in Nebraska, and $143 to $145 in the Western Corn Belt. Dress prices were $226 to $227 in Nebraska and $226 in the Western Corn Belt. Choice box beef cutout value was $2.51 lower Wednesday afternoon at $249.13 a hundredweight. Select was $1.09 lower at $226.14. Corn futures closed 3 to 6 cents lower Wednesday with pressure from lower outside markets and the export adverse rise in the U.S. dollar. Soybean futures closed 13 to 17 cents lower through August of 23, and then mostly 8 to 9 cents lower. Calves and feeder cattle sold mixed at the weekly Wednesday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Steers weighing 900 to 1,000 pounds sold steady at Hub City Livestock Auction in Aberdeen, South Dakota. Heifers weighing 850 to 900 pounds sold mostly steady, but $1 to $3 lower at 901 to 950 pounds. There are 3,821 head on offer. At Winter Livestock in Dodge City, according to the preliminary report, steer calves sold $5 to $10 higher, while yearling steers sold $2 to $6 higher. Feeder heifers sold $1 to $5 higher. There are 3,398 head on offer. Feeder steers sold $3 to $7 lower at Torrington Livestock Commission in Wyoming, except for steady at 700 to 750 pounds. Feeder heifers sold $3 to $6 lower. There are 3,362 head on offer. There are 3,290 head at Bassett Livestock Auction in Nebraska, where, compared to 2 weeks earlier, steers weighing 850 to 900 pounds sold steady to $6 lower. Heifers weighing 850 pounds traded $3 lower. Finally, feeder steers sold $7 to $13 higher at Springfield Livestock Marketing Center in Missouri, while feeder heifers sold steady to $6 higher. There are 1,384 head on offer.
Shh, hear that? It's a quiet, easy handling Hereford cow. That's right, no broken fences, no busted gates, no injured people. Herefords lead the way in the silent traits and fertility. Studies show they increase profitability by more than $51 per cow per year at the same time. That's real money and real results. Isn't it time for you to come home to Hereford? Learn more at hereford.org.
Major U.S. financial indices closed sharply lower Wednesday after a volatile trading session, as investors first awaited the Fed's latest interest rate decision and then later parsed through the announcement. As widely expected, the Federal Operating Markets Committee increased interest rates by 75 basis points and anticipated further tightening to rein back inflation. According to the FOMC statement, recent indicators point to modest growth in spending and production. Job gains have been robust in recent months, and the unemployment rate has remained low. Inflation remains elevated, reflecting supply and demand imbalances related to the pandemic, higher food and energy prices, and broader price pressures. As well, the statement continues, Russia's war against Ukraine is causing tremendous human and economic hardship. The war and related events are creating additional upward pressure on inflation and are weighing on global economic activity. The committee is highly attentive to inflation risks. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 522 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 66 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 204 points. West Texas Intermediate Crude Oil Futures on the CME closed from 63 cents to a dollar lower through the front six contracts. Nearly 3 in 4 beef-eating Americans can't imagine giving up the taste of beef, according to new research from Meiden Marketing, a full-service agency dedicated to meat industry clients. Recent data from Mintel shows that 81% of American consumers eat beef, says Bridget Wazer, Associate Director of Customer Insights at Meiden. She explains, we know that consumers are seeking out several attributes when shopping for beef, so we set out to determine which claims are most impactful. Meiden's newest proprietary research indicates 68% of consumers purchase beef with production claims at least some of the time. The survey was fielded in April of this year and presented a nationally representative sample of U.S. beef consumers with 28 different product attributes. The claims tested ranged from quality claims including USDA Prime or Choice Grade, production claims like grass-fed or carbon neutral, and sourcing claims such as locally raised or product of the United States. Claims that carry the most weight with consumers vary generationally. For instance, most shoppers search first for beef carrying a USDA Choice Grade. When it comes to the second attribute they look for, baby boomers look for raised in the USA, Gen X looks for USDA Prime, and millennials look for raised with no added hormones or growth promotants. As for Gen Z, they ranked no added hormones or growth promotants as their leading attribute, followed by high in protein. USDA Choice ranked fourth on the list for them. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 22nd of September. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.